It is now 8:37 at KRDO's Morning News. Time for us to go to the news line this morning. And joining us from the Colorado Springs Police Department is Lieutenant Howard Black. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We are doing good. And we did have a top story this morning. And it sounds like, Lieutenant, this has been a months-long investigation into the illegal sale of retail marijuana. An arrest has been made.
That's correct. I mean, this has been a very in-depth investigation over many months in dealing with some of these operations that are illegal, representing themselves as legal storefronts. So our detectives have seized approximately $1.375 million in U.S. currency and over $2 million when seized property is included in the total dollar amount. Again, these numbers will continue to fluctuate as detectives are still, you know, engaged in this investigation.
Now, Lieutenant, what happens with the money? Does the city get to keep part of that, or how does that handled?
Well, depending on the actual investigation, I mean, we're still not at that point. We have partners at the federal level that are also involved with this. So it's totally dependent on how what route seizures are taken. Again, right now the primary focus is on the criminal side. These are actually two tracks. We're still looking for some individuals. There are still leads coming in on other parts of this investigation that our detectives can move forward. So that's one track on the criminal side. And then the forfeiture is on the civil side, which will take another track. But again, for the most part, our focus is still on the criminal side and moving this case forward.
All right. Another big thing I know the police department is working on today, and we've been reporting it. There's a homeless camp cleanup, and you want to get it, people cleaned up and get them out of there.
Yes. Matter of fact, I just talked to Lieutenant Lux in the last hour or so. Looks like we still have an excess of 75 people who have chosen not to leave as of this morning. Again, we are absolutely looking for voluntary compliance. We want to be there. We want to make this a very orderly process, and that's what our officers are doing as we speak right now. We want to make sure that folks are leaving this private property appropriately. We do not want to become engaged in having to make any arrests there. So that's our goal, and I hope that's what I get to report later on today.
And last week, a lot of organizations went out to try and offer services.
Right. It's been a huge community partnership from, you know, from the city, you know, through all of our nonprofits being out there. Department of Human Services was out there. I think we had probably seven or eight tables set up. Salvation Army was out there. So, yes, this has absolutely been a community partnership event. A lot of sadness in these camps, and but we're also camping on other people's property. So it's a officers are in a very precarious position trying to keep these camps from growing and keeping individuals off both public and private lands.
And we've been reporting that there's been some shelters that have increased their bed space, which does give these people being removed from this homeless camp a place to maybe lay their head down at night.
That's correct. It's extremely rare that we see our shelter space full. Again, people get to make, you know, personal choices, and our officers, along with all of our community partners, are in these camps really encouraging people, you know, to move into some of the shelters and help them in long-term housing. So this is just an ongoing process that we continue to work through, both as a city, county, and all of our community nonprofits.
And, Lieutenant, we need to talk about the new interim police chief that has been named. Of course, Police Chief Pete Carey announced his retirement as of February 1st, and, you know, selection process will begin for a new chief. But Mayor Southers has selected a new interim chief.
That's correct. First of all, it's just hard to believe, you know, after all these years that Chief Carey is getting ready to move into the sunset. So, I mean, it's you know, I know it's an exciting and yet difficult time for him. These are you know, tough decisions, and yes. Mayor Suthers has appointed Chief Vince Nisky to be our leader as this national search begins. So Chief Nisky has been here for a lot of years, has lots of experience throughout the entire department, and we're looking forward to his leadership.
And would you please pass along for Renee and I that he is welcome to come join us on KRDO's Morning News one of these days?
I will let him know that.
I appreciate that. All right, have a great day. We'll catch you again soon, Lieutenant.
All right, take care.
8:42, traffic or the sports coming up.